Hello and a very good morning to all the listeners tuned in today. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Sucheta Anjali and today is September 28th. Here are some top things to know before the market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open marginally lower on September 28th as trends in GIFT Nifty indicate a negative start for the broader index with a loss of 11 points. The BSE Sensex climbed 173 points to 66,119 while Nifty 50 was up 52 points at 19,716 after consolidating in the previous two sessions ahead of monthly FNO expiry today. The pivot point calculator indicates that Nifty may be taking support at 19,600 followed by 19,558 and 19,490. On the higher side, 19,735 can be immediate resistance, followed by 19,776 and 19,844. Moving on to international markets, US markets. Stock futures were near flat Wednesday night as investors readed for the final trading days of what's shaping up to be a weak month and quarter. Futures tied to the Dow Jones Industrial Average added 24 points, trading near flat. S&P 500 futures and Nasdaq 100 futures both added 0.1%. Micron Technology slid more than 3% after the bell after offering weak earnings guidance for the current quarter. Peloton Interactive jumped more than 16% following news that the company was entering a 5-year partnership to make content for Lululemon. The moves follow a mixed session on Wall Street. The S&P 500 and Nasdaq Composite added 0.02% and 0.2% respectively, while Dow Jones finished 0.2% lower. Meanwhile, the 10-year U.S. Treasury yield hit a level that has not been seen in more than 15 years in session. Friday marks the end of what has been a tough trading month and quarter. As of Wednesday's close, the Dow is poised to end 3.4% down on month and 2.5% lower on quarter. The S&P 500 is slated to finish the month down 5.2% and the quarter off by about 4%. The Nasdaq is on pace to finish the month and quarter, losing 6.7% and 5% respectively. Going ahead, investors will watch for economic data on jobless claims, home sales and GDP on Thursday before turning attention to the latest personal consumption expenditure price index reading due on Friday. The PCE reading is Federal Reserve's preferred inflation metric. Asian markets. Asia-Pacific markets fell after notching some gains on Wednesday as an uptick in treasury yields and oil prices dented investor sentiments on Wall Street. The benchmark 10-year U.S. Treasury yield hit its highest level since 2007 and U.S. crude futures popped more than 3% to settle at $93.68 per barrel. Japan's Nikkei 225 slid 1% in early trade while TOPIX saw a larger loss of 1.05% on Thursday morning. Australia's S&P ASX 200 extended its losses from Wednesday and slumped 0.25%. Futures for the Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index stood at 17,582, also pointing to a weaker open compared to HSI's close of 17,611. While lastly, South Korea's market is closed for a public holiday. Oil prices. Oil prices ticked up in early trade on Wednesday as markets focused on supply tightness heading into a winter and soft landing for U.S. economy. Brent crude futures rose 33 points or 0.4% to $94.29 a barrel, while U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude futures climbed 37 cents or 0.3% to $90.70 per barrel. Industry data released on Tuesday showed U.S. crude oil stockpiles rose last week by about 1.6 million barrels against analyst expectations for a drop of about 3 lakh barrels. However, market continued to worry about U.S. crude stockpiles at the key Cushing, Oklahoma storage hub falling below its minimum operation levels. Dollar Index. The dollar index traded 0.06% lower in futures at 106.21, whereas the value of $1 hovered near rupees 83.22. FII and DIIs. Foreign institutional investors sold shares worth rupees 354 crore, while domestic institutional investors bought shares worth rupees 386 crore on 27 September. In other news, GIFT City has logged all-time single-day highest turnover of $15.25 billion. The GIFT City Index recorded an all-time high single-day trading activity of 386,350 contracts with a turnover of $15.25 billion on September 26th. This remarkable achievement surpassed its previous record of $12.98 billion set on August 29, 2023. Moving on to stocks in focus, Yatra Online. The corporate travel services company will list its equity shares on the BSE and NSE on September 28th. The issue price has been fixed at Rs. 142 per share. The date of allotment of the IPO shares was set at September 25th. Aurobindo Pharma, subsidiary Auro Vaccines, has entered into a license agreement with Hellman Laboratory Singapore Private Limited to develop, manufacture and commercialize a pentavalent vaccine candidate used in children's vaccination. Auro Vaccines will make a milestone payment to Hellman upon achieving certain development, while Hellman will also be paid royalties upon commercialization of vaccine candidate. Dixon Technologies, subsidiary Padgett Electronics, has entered into an agreement with Xiaomi Technology India for manufacturing of smartphones and other related products for Xiaomi. The said manufacturing will take place from Padgett's manufacturing facility at Noida in Uttar Pradesh. Reliance Industries. Subsidiary Reliance Jio has net added 39 lakh wireless subscribers in the month of July 2023, up sharply from 22.7 lakh subscribers addition in the previous month, as per the data published by TRAI. With this, the firm held 38.60% market share of wireless subscribers as of July 2023. On the other hand, Bharti Airtel, the telecom operator, has net added 15 lakh subscribers in the month of July, increasing from 14 lakh subscribers addition in the previous month. The firm has 32.74% market share in wireless subscribers segment of July 2023. NBCC India, the state-owned construction company, has announced the sale of commercial built-up space in the World Trade Center, New Delhi, through an e-auction. It launched the sale on September 27 and the e-auction will take place on October 23rd this year. The area offered for the sale is 14.75 lakh square feet and the value of the area is 5,700 crores approximately. In our Voice of the Day segment, we have Sachin Shah, Fund Manager, MK Investment Managers Limited, giving his insights on the theme of consumption. Let's listen in.
The current consumption trends are highly skewed towards premium and luxury products. We are also seeing slowdown in rural areas versus urban consumption. The rural slowdown is largely impacted due to high inflation, erratic monsoons, food inflation, and no real wage growth for the last few years. This is reflected in quite a few categories like two-wheelers. Within two-wheelers also, the entry-level bikes, which is from 100cc to 250cc, is reflecting a much muted growth compared to high-end bikes, which are 350cc and above. Passenger vehicles as a category is also doing much better compared to two-wheelers. But within the passenger vehicles also, the premium cars or the premium SUVs as a category is doing far better in terms of growth as compared to the entry-level cars. We are also seeing similar trends in other areas like railway bookings and air travel bookings. Air travel bookings today are doing far better in terms of growth as compared to the railway ticket bookings. In some of the other categories like apparels and footwear, what we are seeing is that rural-centric companies like V-Mart, Relaxo, Bata are not seeing their growth coming back, whereas urban-centric companies like Westside and Metro have recovered fully and are showing much higher growth in the last few quarters. In the FMCG category, what we are seeing is that again over here, urban-centric companies like Nestle have displayed much better growth compared to rural-centric companies like Emami. Even among the categories, hair oil as a category, which is highly rural-centric, is showing a very, very muted growth. Whereas companies like HUL in their categories of personal care and beauty are doing far better. Some of the other categories like premium alcohol beverages are doing far better compared to the popular alcohol beverages. The luxury watches are also showing very promising trends in the last few quarters. Among the high discretionary spending, what we are seeing is that hotels as a category is doing far, far better, both on the occupancies and the ARRs. Again, this is a far more urban consumption trend and a luxury trend. Another very interesting trend is that e-commerce spends continue to grow far higher compared to the overall spends. And e-commerce as a category is also a more of an urban spend relatively compared to the rural trends. So we believe that overall consumption in the rural areas is far more slower and urban is showing some mixed trends, but clearly the premium and the luxury products are at this point in time doing much better compared to the mass demand.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business updates. Have a great trading session and we'll see you same time tomorrow.